Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and they tell me it's Halloween today. Are you dressing up? I do love this song, and the music video, and the concept, and especially the end of the video.
And that red jacket.
Of course. It's not close to midnight, though. It's close to us waiting to connect with Adam Hogue, he of the Hogue and Johns podcast. In the meantime, our segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And Hogue joins us now. Adam is on our Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. You can also catch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Adam, how are you?
Good. What's going on, guys?
We're parsing through the opportunity that lies ahead for Caleb Williams facing this Bengals defense that last week gave up 39 points to the Jets and gave the Jets their first win. When you think about it from his position, how much of an opportunity do you think it is for him to perform?
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot like the Cowboys game earlier this season, and where you look at the matchups and we can talk about what the Bears defense has to do on that side of the ball. But really, when you're just Ben Johnson, you're Caleb Williams, you're Rome Odunze, you're DJ Moore, you're trying to game plan for opportunities for more explosive plays and to convert these red zone opportunities into touchdowns, you got to like the matchups this week. There's really, especially if Trey Hendrickson doesn't play, but honestly, even if he does play, he's banged up. This depth chart for the Bengals, even with Trey on it, is not very impressive. Two rookie linebackers, a lot of just in the secondary, and they can't get a pass rush either. So, and even when you look at a lot of the things the Bears are doing right now, what's become their core identity, their third in play action percentage right now, they're sixth under center. We know they like to do a lot of 12 personnel. These are all things that the Bengals are terrible defending. So, there's really, to me, no excuse for a bad offensive performance this week. That doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, but this should be a lot like that Cowboys game where you feel good about what the Bears and Caleb Williams and the weapons are doing offensively.
You talk about the weapons. It was revealing to see all those wide receivers in that initial injury report. And I've been thinking about it all week, Adam, and I've come to this conclusion. You just mentioned those linebackers for Cincinnati. This isn't just the week for Caleb Williams to cook. This is definitely the week for Colston Loveland to be doing something big, because there's no reason why he shouldn't have his biggest reception receiving game. It might not be number of receptions, might not be number of receiving yards. It might just be getting into the end zone. Something big should happen for the first round pick, Colston Loveland, this week, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think so. You're kind of waiting for that breakout game. Now, I do think Cole Kmet will be back out there this week, and so that might come down to, is he still limited if he's not 100%? Does Colston still keep that snap share up because of that. How much 12 personnel do they run? I do think that this is a week where you probably will see more two tight end sets than maybe recently, like against the Commanders and last week, because the matchup wise, it seems like using 12 personnel this week would be in your would be an advantage for you. So yeah, I mean, I think we're all waiting it for Colson. I'm also waiting for Colson Loveland to kind of show that he's that guy too at the same time. So like you gotta earn those opportunities. We saw a little bit more last week, but I know people are tired. I mean, bringing up Tyler Warren, but when you turn on the Colts right now, you see a guy who's the focal point of their offense, you know, in the passing game, really. I mean, I know Jordan Taylor's doing a lot in the run game, but Tyler Warren is earning those opportunities to earn the trust of Daniel Jones. And the thing that I think Colson Loveland's battling that Tyler Warren probably didn't have to battle is the amount of other weapons that Ben Johnson has at his disposal here, because there's a lot of mouths to feed. And so it's not always going to be the tight end. And I think that that's a big reason why, you know, maybe some of the production has been down. I think it's hard to go into any game right now, Marshall, and be like, oh, this guy's got to eat. I just think in general, like, somebody's got to be like the 100 yard, at least one touchdown performer every single week, whether that changes between DJ Moore and Roma Dunze, or it's one of the tight ends, like whatever it is, or it's DeAndre Swift having back-to-back 100 games on the ground. There should always be somebody like that in this offense. And I think it's just going to kind of rotate, and we're going to have to kind of feel on a week-by-week basis who that is.
And for whatever it's worth to the people listening and wondering, because everybody's wondering about Colson Loveland, and you should be wondering about Colson Loveland. He's getting A-pluses from the coaches. Cole Kmet, yeah, who you knew Cole Kmet would say nice things about him, Hogue, but it seemed he took the Colson Loveland question and ran with it probably for about 2 or 3 minutes yesterday, giving a glowing report of the work ethic. And that is, Adam, that is half the battle for a tight end coming into the league, to get what you're doing in the classrooms too.
Right. And like I think the thing about this too, that's been sort of hard to figure out, is I don't see Colson Loveland doing anything wrong. I don't see a player who's struggling. I don't see a guy who's, you know, getting his whooped in the, you know, in the run game trying to block, or not get, like, you watch the routes and he's just not getting open. No, that's not the case. And by all accounts, he's doing everything behind the scenes to get up to speed and be part of this offense. So I really think it is more of just the situation that he's in, the offense he's in, and not just the amount of weapons that also need to be fed, but this, let's call it what it is, this offense hasn't been great. I mean, it'd be different if you're like the Colts have statistically the best offense in the league right now. So that helps when you have a first round tight end to be part of that. And the Bears aren't to that point yet. Their quarterback's not playing to that level yet. And so it's all got to kind of come together. And as it does, I think you will start to see more of those opportunities for Colson Loveland to have, you know, that's quote-unquote breakout game.
No doubt. So far off from a finished product, it really is week to week for Ben Johnson. And this segment with Adam Hogue on Raheem Harris and Grody is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Hogue, justifiably, we as reporters have spent the last couple of days kind of zeroing in on the antagonistic side of the personality of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, whether in the locker room, whether on the field, and I understand why we do all that. I have been part of it. But my question to you about him is, because you're good at this, how good of a player is he at this point? Let us know, like, how will he fit in as the slot cornerback for the Bears? What's he got in the tank?
So, thanks for that question, Grody, because I've been kind of the guy that's been sort of brushing off whatever, you know, locker room issues it might cause, because right now I'm just watching the film from Sunday and going, somebody else needs to play slot corner. They need somebody, because Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are going to be out there this week, and how are you going to stop them? And really, they need a Band-Aid here for 3 weeks. Kyler Gordon's out 3 more weeks on IR. You just need another option, specifically if Tyrique Stevenson's not healthy. Now, so not only have they added C.J. Gardner-Johnson? But Tyrique Stevenson's trending back towards returning Sunday, which is great. So I feel way better about the situation with those two additions compared to what they had Sunday. So I think, look, whatever C.J. Gardner-Johnson has been off the field, in the locker room, whatever, if there have been issues there in the past, look, what I know is when we've seen him play a lot because the Bears have played against him a lot, he can be antagonistic. I don't know. I've seen that help his team against the Bears. Right?
No doubt.
We can be as annoyed as we want with him, but yeah. It seemed to help the team that he was on when he was doing it, and it was hurting the Bears. So, you know, it's kind of like A.J. Pierzynski coming over to the White Sox. Now he's our guy, right? And now he can be the guy that's antagonizing the other teams, and hopefully that works to your advantage to a point, because those words for me will come back and haunt me if he has some massive personal foul in the middle of the game on Sunday, right, in a key moment. Right. So I think as long as you keep it between the whistles, to answer your original question, to me he's a major upgrade. He's somebody who knows this defense. He's somebody that Dennis Allen can use in multiple ways, kind of how we saw with Kyler a couple weeks ago, and it was so beneficial to have him blitzing and just dropping back into different coverages and kind of using him as that Swiss Army knife in your defense. And I think, you know, on a lighter version of that, but a much better version than what they had at their disposal on Sunday in Baltimore, it will be an upgrade this week.
We're talking to Adam Hoge, the host of the Hoge and Johns podcast. He's also on CHGO. This is a Football Friday, Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. I would like to take us all back in time, Adam. I would like to take us back to 2023, where Joe Flacco went 11 of 13 for 212 yards and threw a touchdown in the fourth quarter against the Bears, to then not only win the game for the team, but also lead the Browns to victory. You deserve an extra gold star for leading the Browns to victory in this decade. Do you think that there's a likelihood that Joe could carve him up in the fourth quarter again if he's healthy? He was limited yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like it's trending in the direction of Joe playing this week. And yeah, I don't think you can take anything off the table when you see what he's been able to do with that offense. He first of all, the most obvious thing that he's doing that just makes sense is he's targeting Ja'Marr Chase. It was really weird if, you know, when Burrow goes out and Jake Browning can't find one of the best wide receivers in the league. Like, he just wasn't getting enough targets. Flacco shows up and immediately goes, all right, I'm going to throw that guy the ball. And he threw it to him a lot at Lambeau, and then he threw it to him even more times the following week in Pittsburgh, and they got that win. It's also unlocked play action for them. It's unlocked the running game. They have a good running game. Honestly, at this point, I'm kind of more concerned about that than anything else, is how the Bears stopped the run on Sunday with Chase Brown, number two in EPA per rush in the entire league right now. So, and they like to run a lot between the tackles more so than outside. So, you know, it's a big week for Andrew Billings. It's a big week for Jervon Dexter. It's good to see Grady Jarrett not on the injury report at all. So if you want to feel optimistic about what the Bears might be able to do in stopping that run up the middle, I think there's reason for that. But yeah, Joe Flacco, look, he's just a good quarterback. He's been a really good quarterback in this league for a long time. He might not be elite, but he's been fantastic and a huge upgrade for the Bengals. I will say this though. I mean, like, if we're just going down memory lane to that game, I mean, the Bears had multiple busted coverages in that fourth quarter, one by the secondary, and another time, who was it they dropped back in coverage that was very Matt Eberflus dropped.
Oh, it was Dominique Robinson. Oh yeah, no, it was Robinson was in pass coverage this past time. I think it was Jones, 97. Why can't I think of his
Justin name? Jones?
Justin Jones, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Justin Jones. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I can see the play, but I just forgot the name.
Still the best Bears 3 technique in the last 5 years.
What does that tell you?
Good recall on that one, because I couldn't even remember.
It was infuriating. Yeah. That's why I remembered.
Yeah. So, I mean, I Dennis Allen, if anything, like, Dennis Allen has had very few moments this season where you question the call. Right, like, there's been very few Mondays where we've been sitting there going, well, what the heck was he doing here? What was he thinking with on this? So a lot of things went wrong in that game a couple years ago in Cleveland. I would expect it to go better this time around with this defense.
Layla, what else do you remember? Is there anything else you remember that you want to get off your chest here?
Yeah, Matt Eberflus said that they were supposed to have picked the ball four times in that game, and I thought that that was unsustainable and unlikely.
Ah, I've heard that before. Oh, wait, or recently, I've heard
Yeah, but the difference is, notice how they talk about it now where they're like, oh, it's good, but they're not expecting it to happen again?
Yeah, certainly. Uh-huh. I expected a turnover last week. That didn't happen. I expected a takeaway. Now, here's what's interesting about that. You talked about stopping the rush. I assume that means more Dio on the inside as opposed to the edge, which is fine because maybe, just maybe, Adam, they'll have room for Austin Booker to come in the game and do something.
Well, now they have no choice, right? Because you lose Dalmerab, you lose Shamar Turner. And so, but that, again, goes back to some of my questions about their ability to stop the run this week, because those two guys were doing a good job in stopping the run, and now they're off the board, and you bring in Austin Booker, who I don't think that's his strength. What I think Austin Booker can do is give you a good change of pace on third down, some pass rush downs, and we'll see. Look, we haven't seen him play football this year yet, so there's, you know, other than the preseason, I felt like in camp that he had bulked up a little. I still think the speed's there, so I'm just very, very intrigued to see what he can do. I don't think he's going to be on the field, a super ton. But, you know, I don't know. They might not have to drop Dio inside too much with Grady Jarrett back to closer to full, you know, full go. We'll just have to see how Dennis Allen wants to play it, how he wants to switch things up and try to confuse this Bengals offense. But I am intrigued to see what Austin Booker can do. I would just kind of encourage people to keep their expectations and check a little bit, because I don't know, will he be on the field more than 30% of the snaps?
Yeah. Lowered expectations.
Well, I mean, we saw this last year too, where he had a terrific preseason, right? I mean, he had at least a couple of sacks, and then he didn't when he played. It's like, where are you at?
I know I'm just as bad. I get excited about people and then they disappoint me, and that's life. But I will say this.
Man.
I do think that we
dark,
saw.
Right?
I do think that
Sean,
we saw.
Sean, write that down, man.
No, some people I never have an expectation for, so there's a difference.
Oh, wow.
I do think that with Austin Booker, though, we did see improvement in his skill set. Like, these are things that should show up in a game because his moves were different. Like, his swim move was better. There were some clear technique things that he was taught that I think could really benefit him throughout. Like, even just regardless of what we want to see out of him on Sunday, I think that will benefit just showing how he has improved.
No, I totally agree. I like the tool set. I mean, I've found Austin Booker since the time they drafted him to be a really intriguing player, but it's also a guy that, you know, you kind of watch the timelines of some of these things. So they draft him, you're like, okay, he's going to be a project, right? Like, he barely played even at Kansas that last year he was there. People forget that. He was like, he wasn't even a starter for them. This was like a toolsy, you know, jump out of the pool kind of guy, prospect, right? That you're like, well, maybe, but it's going to take some time. Then he shows up and he has a massive preseason. And everybody, including myself, tends to put too much on preseason results and forget that that's not really NFL football come the regular season. And then, so understandably so, it's just sort of like a ho-hum regular season for him. Then he gets a real off season to put on some more weight, questions about how he even fits Dennis Allen and scheme in terms of some of these bigger, bulkier defensive ends he likes when he's more of a skinnier type of defensive end. But then he has another good preseason. Then he gets hurt. This is all a long way of me saying, guys, he needs reps. He needs to play real NFL football in the regular season, and expecting him to come out on Sunday and all of a sudden have like a 3-sack game off the bench, I think, is a little unrealistic. But is this valuable experience he can get for the rest of the season that builds towards something where he's a bigger part of this thing next year? I think that's completely on the table.
Hey, Hoger, Bears prospect Jerron Gilbert once jumped out of a pool. You remember that? Yeah. You remember all the rage? Yeah.
Hey, Tristan Wirfs did too, guys.
Tristan
Wirfs did. He's been pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That worked out.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just add that to the combine. Just put jumping. A pool in there.
What's your pool jump?
Wouldn't it be awesome if you could just add fun stuff to the combine? Like, basically, you combine the Pro Bowl games fun with the combine. That
I
would
want
make
the
it
top
more
prospects
entertaining
to do American Gladiators, if I'm being honest.
I want a tug of war.
You know what?
At all times.
A basic one for me would be, can you throw a baseball anywhere near the plate? I know that sounds crazy, but you see some of these like these athletes that come in to throw a first pitch.
Ooh, shockingly bad.
A baseball game, yeah. And they can't, like, they're, it's like, have you, how are you, like, to me, that's a red flag. I'm not saying it has to be a I'm not saying it has to be a strike, but like if it hits the backstop and is like 10 feet wide.
If it's
like,
a 50-cent throw?
Yeah.
Like, then there's the flip side when I saw J.J. Watt take batting practice. Those balls never landed.
Oh.
It was insane.
It was a show. It was good.
He was.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. The ball well,
still remarkable
far.
That man somehow ended up in the MAC as a tight end and nobody could see the talent until he transferred to Wisconsin and became a defensive end. And now he's
there you go.
You know, going to be a Hall of Famer.
Wow. Yeah.
So he's got that going for him. Adam Hoge, we always enjoy talking to you. You can check out more of Adam's work, of course, at CHGO and the Hoge and Johns podcast. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
See you, man.
That's Adam Hoge. Coming up next, we kind of snuck into this. So let's just sneak in a little bit more. The question becomes, what is Dennis Allen going to do with Dio Odengbo now that Austin Booker is available? Is he going to retool the defensive line a little bit? Let's examine next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheem Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Third down and four. McCarthy. Time runs out and down he goes. Just tripped up. And it'll go down as a sack. Pressure by Dayo Odengbo, who was brought in by the front office to beef up the pass rush for Chicago.
Well, as J.J. McCarthy gets this football, he's trying to get the ball out to Justin Jefferson, but he stumbles coming off the line of scrimmage, and again with the four-man rush from the Chicago Bears. Talking with Dennis Allen, he said he wasn't real sure what to expect of his pass rush. If they couldn't get there with four, they'd start bringing more. So far, he hasn't had a need to do that.
Narrator, he ended up having a need to do that. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That, of course, courtesy of Monday Night Football on ESPN. And we said this earlier in the week, that when your secondary is depleted, you're going to have to call on your pass rush, that group you spent so much money on, to help perform. You're going to have to manufacture the Tez effect, if you will, where a pass rush will help your secondary by causing incompletions and turnovers even. So now that Austin Booker's practice window has opened up, that might create some more flexibility for Dennis Allen. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall Harris and Mark Daryl Grody. Daryl is his Halloween name, are with you. So I think we've got to start there, because I know, Mark, that was something that piqued your interest when you were at the Hall, Hallis Hall, yesterday.
Yeah, for exactly what we're talking about. We talked about it with Hogue, too, relative to Austin Booker, and it was something that, you know, the versatility of Dayo Odengbo is something that the Bears, that's part of why they bought on him, and that's part of what they have tried to sell to us on it. And here they are talking right now about specifically Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator, and Dayo Odengbo, and where he could be playing this week.
You know, this offseason when we evaluated Dayo, I thought that was one of the best things that he did, was his inside rush, and yet we haven't really been able to use him a whole lot in there. And so, I think we'll see how the games play out, but I think that could, you know, lend us being able to use him a little bit more inside.
What do you think's holding him back as an edge rusher right now?
Well, look, I mean, I think probably the biggest thing that's holding any of us back is, in terms of edge rushing, is, you know, we've got to get into some of these games where we can, you know, get the score in a position where, you know, they're having to throw every down. It's much harder to rush the passer when you're in a, you know, run play action down than when they're in, you know, a drop back mode. I think, you know, our ability to affect the passer or affect the passing game, I think has been demonstrated some in terms of third down when, you know, that's really kind of a passing situation. There's different things that we can do, you know, in terms of, can we bring an extra rusher? Do we drop the ends? You know, there's different things that we can do. But I do think, you know, when we've got into situations where it's an obvious passing down, I do think there's been some things that we've done to be able to affect the passer.
Here's what I heard there. Get us the lead, and then I can get creative. And we've seen that very rarely. The Dallas game comes into mind.
Oh, yes.
Get us a lead. We can pin our ears back and go get the quarterback.
Saints game two.
Yes. And so you wonder, going back to, and I hate to use this type of phrasing to describe it, but complimentary football, if the offense does its job early in the game and scores touchdowns and not field goals, even how that Baltimore game would have transpired differently, because obviously then they'd have to go to the passing game, and Tyler Huntley, a backup quarterback, if it's Jake Browning this week, or even if it is Joe Flacco who's out here playing darts as the way he's throwing a football with a sprained AC joint, it's not going to be the same. But you got to get the lead and do something on offense to set Dennis Allen up to have a depleted defense do big things.
Yeah, and the best way to help a depleted defense, in other words, the secondary, is to find new ways to get to the quarterback, because that has been a struggle. And I do feel like just listening to Dennis Allen this year and just about every press conference because of the injuries, it just you could feel the frustration. Like he wants to be able to say, look, if certain things happen, this defense can be really good, but it just hasn't happened that way. And it's almost like reading between the lines, he's saying, be patient, this will come, but it's not there yet, especially when, I had a good number here. Yeah, the Bears have three or more takeaways in each of their wins, one in their three losses. So that's what the Bears defense has depended on to be good this year, is the turnovers. And they were left a little exposed last week. Doesn't mean they can't pick it up this week.
No, of course not. But at the same time, it also tells you what the defensive coordinator's risk reward is. He's not willing to take as big of a risk. He's not willing to blitz as much.
They don't blitz a lot.
When he knows that he won't have the resources to cover getting burned on the back side of the play, the back end of the secondary, rather. You know, it's like your top side of the defense. That, and frankly, there's no better example of somebody who could take the top off your defense than Ja'Marr Chase. Like, that's why this gets so dangerous if you really want to run that risk. There is a huge risk when it comes to what you want to do versus what you think even the Bengals offensive line, which is lacking, can pick up. Because, like we've said, Joe Flacco will get rid of the ball quickly. And so that might not be able to happen in a way that suits fans. So then what do you do? Is it stunts? Is it twists? What are you trying to do to not only fool what people think is one of the most mentally capable quarterbacks in the NFL, but then also to try to manufacture some sort of rush? Because here's the thing that I always think of when I hear this stuff, guys, is what did Ben Johnson say on Wednesday about this? He needs people to win their one-on-one battles. Why do I think that's code for people aren't playing well enough? Why do I think that?
Yeah, I think most people think that the athletes that the Bears have on defense, yeah, Montez Sweat should win his one-on-one battles. So should any defensive end worth their soul, right?
Well, I mean, you're not going to win every battle,
true.
But you need to win a majority of the battles if you're Montez Sweat or you're Dio Odingbo, because that's what you're getting paid to do.
Yeah.
That was the promise when you signed on the dotted line, and the Bears explained, this is why we went out and traded for Montez Sweat. This is why we went out and signed Dio Odingbo, who at least his track record wasn't even as strong as Montez Sweat's. So that's why it was so much more of a curious move, because they desperately needed help getting to the quarterback, and they haven't found that help so far from Dio.
Our segment with Rahimi Harris and Grody talking about the Bears pass rush is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. That to me, though, is pretty... I like that he's telling you his strategy. It's pretty clear. But at the same time, I understand why we just got, say, a flurry of angry texts. Because you're basically saying that you don't want to do something blitz-wise unless the team is winning. And if the blitz isn't, if four are not producing a pass rush, then aren't you basically asking for that to never occur?
Well, here's where I disagree.
You're asking for a lot of your offense, I suppose, but should it be so married to that outcome?
The way I disagree with part of what Dennis Allen is saying is, yes, I agree with that. Yes, when you're up, it's a lot easier to do the things that you want to do as an artiste of a defensive coordinator. But the problem is, there's been way too many third and longs where you also haven't gotten pressure, and that's pretty standard. Get to the quarterback on an obvious passing down. That's where they've really come up short, is in a game that's closer, a game that you is a one-score game, or a game where you're behind even. If you can't get to the quarterback in an obvious passing down, what are you doing?
Well, and that's been the struggle with this team, is how many times have we seen opponents be able to extend after getting into a second and long, third and long situation? They're able to still work out of it and extend their drives. Some news from Ian Rappaport.
Uh-huh.
Joe Flacco stopped short of saying he's definitely playing on Sunday, but did say he's feeling good. He wanted to throw to see how it reacts, and he was left with a positive reaction.
It's like, let's all mess with the Bears. Baltimore won last week in terms of the gamesmanship. Here come the Bengals.
Bears 2.
So leave Bears 2 out
what
of this.
Bears
They're innocent.
Beats Bears?
So Joe Flacco's playing Sunday. I've accepted that Joe Flacco's playing. And if he doesn't, I'll just be pleasantly surprised.
Flacco is inevitable.
Isn't that the way we should all be approaching this? Joe Flacco's playing.
I think so.
If you tell me otherwise.
We were hurt last week, though, Marshall. We were hurt because we all thought Lamar Jackson was going to play, and it was wrong. Some of us are dealing with trauma still.
That's not why you were hurt. Let's stop lying.
Lamar had a pretty good day Thursday, yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
You weren't hurt that Lamar Jackson didn't play. You were hurt that Lamar Jackson didn't play, and the backup played as well as Lamar Jackson
could
have played.
Well, and they made up a bunch of crap about the injury report is really what I'm getting to.
Well, but that doesn't matter, though. What matters is no matter who steps on the field on Sunday, they better figure out a way to get to him and put pressure on him and not allow, I don't know, like what's the acceptable amount of catches for Ja'Marr Chase Sunday? What would you say the acceptable amount?
It depends on how many times they're targeting
him. Okay.
If it's 19 targets, panic.
I think it's going to be 19 targets.
I'm not thinking about... can't...
He's averaging 21 over his last two games.
Let's look at them, too. The Bengals are 31st in rushing. So, as if they need another reason to fling the ball.
Stand there, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's quick hitters. If I'm Joe Flacco or Jake Browning, Jake Browning's had a couple of weeks now to watch Joe Flacco and understand, hey... Throw it to him. I see a guy in his neighborhood, but throw it to him.
Poor Browning, Deshaun Wright, dude.
If Browning beats with his 6 touchdowns and 8 picks, then I'm setting up a little sky is falling scenario for Monday.
Is falling?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. If you get beat by the backup quarterback in 2 straight weeks and Jake Browning is the guy that does it in the back half.
What if you get beat 38-35?
If Jake
does
Browning,
Caleb play super well?
Yeah, that's why you got 35 points. I don't think the sky is falling.
That doesn't mean Caleb had a great game. That's why I asked you the question.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So yeah.
No, what I'm saying is if this ends up being like the Jets and Bengals, if it's a carbon copy esque situation,
I feel like we've basically pushed it mentally that game.
It's a great question though. Like in general, like about if the Bears lose just any week, but Caleb plays his ass off,
then you're good.
Are we? That's the question.
Is it a win?
Is a win a win? Is a win a win? And you guys know I like to be critical of wins.
A win is a win, but Caleb over everything.
Here's my issue. Caleb over everything. Hey, you two.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Here's my issue. Is if Caleb plays his ass off, the Bears are probably winning.
But there's a scenario in which they don't. If Jake Browning reverts to the backup he was before this year.
Do you know what that scenario likelihood is to me? About 1%.
Okay.
Because if he plays his ass off, then it's go time, kids. There's enough there around him. It's wreck shop time.
They wreck shop Dallas the last time Caleb played great.
I also think that was arrogance out of the coordinator.
That
was the only game in his career where he hadn't been sacked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear Biggs bring up, is this right? Like Al Golden is the defensive coordinator
for the Bengals, yes.
For the Bengals, and he was the defensive coordinator for Notre Dame in the game that Caleb had his it was the first game I ever watched Caleb Williams play.
And from a lot of
it was very disappointing. Yes. Yeah, it was very disappointing.
And Caleb was just, I'm like, what is the rage all about this guy? And Al Golden was the DC that year for Notre Dame. I just thought that was a great nugget from Biggs
today.
It is
a tremendous nugget.
Yeah.
Does that scare you?
I don't know if it scares me. I mean, it's getting close to scary, but more interesting right now than scary.
So coming up next on Halftime, I know I told you about a story, Mark, that it's adjacent to you, but I think it can wait until next week because there is a huge, huge sporting event going on in town this weekend that hasn't gotten a lot of pub on our station. Hmm. And wait until you hear what one of the draws is for one of the teams who traveled 24 hours to get here. So I'm going to tell you that story next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime. This is Raheemi Harris and Daryl on 670 The Score. It's Halloween. Marker's going by Daryl.
Daryl.
We began talking about how this could be a breakout game for Caleb Williams. What if it's not? We went through scenarios, or at least how you visualize how it couldn't be, and then also what that means if it is or if it isn't. So basically, we tried to be an algorithm. And then we talked to Adam Hoge about that and a lot of aspects of the Bengals game coming up on Sunday. The latest from Joe Flacco saying all but giving it a go, essentially, from Ian Rappaport. And then we also talked about what the Bears' pass rush could look like, what the defensive line could look like with the return of Austin Booker.
It's halftime.
I got a chance to go to the Chicago Sports Commission event celebrating the Ireland and All Blacks from New Zealand rugby match that is in town on Saturday at Soldier Field. And I don't know if you guys know, but this has been a wildly hot ticket. It sold out in the pre-sale.
I believe it.
And Ireland was last here to play rugby in 2016. And we got to see the players and the coaches and a bunch of the big contingent from both Ireland and New Zealand who came into town for this. So it was really cool to just listen to them because, number one, incredible accents on both sides here, you know. Number two, it's rugby, so there's some pretty cool blazers. But there were a lot of luminaries who attended too. And it's a celebration. You know, these are fun sporting events that occur in town, and I'm not sure if everybody knows it's happening. People are still trying to get tickets. You know, you can always try the day of too and see what you can find. But it sets up for a really entertaining weekend here in town, I think, when you consider that that's a lot of the contingent who's here. Team Ireland has been here for 12 days. They like it here.
The weather probably reminds them of home, so I get it.
They also complimented all the golf they were able to play in town, which is fun.
Ireland loves Chicago.
They do.
They like you too. Like when they do their tours of the Midwest, they just, from what I hear, they hang out in Chicago and then just fly to all the other, you know, Cincinnati, Detroit, all the other Midwest cities.
I thought you were just going by the number of Irish pubs on any given block in the city of Chicago.
Irish pubs in America do well. Breaking news.
But here, specifically, here in Boston, it's like,
yeah,
woo!
Here, Philly, Boston, New York, yeah.
There's a lot. Yeah, there are a lot of cities. Even in Texas, the Irish pubs do well.
Yeah, but they do. But there are a lot more here. That's an interesting question. What per capita? What city has the most Irish bars?
One thing that struck me when I moved here was, my goodness, there are so many bars on every block.
I have yet to go to the Guinness It's not a brewery here. What do you call that? The massive Guinness operation that's here. It's not a brewery. Is it a brewery?
I don't know.
It's a brewery.
Maybe since I retired.
Open Gate Brewery.
It is. Okay, I would like to go. I just haven't had the time yet. So it's a cool thing to have happen in town. When you have international stars come in, rugby is something that is massive worldwide, but not as much, say, here in the States. And there are a lot of connoisseurs of the game.
So there's like a lot of Irish, which makes completely sense. Do the Kiwis love it as much as the Irish do?
Not only do they, boy, do I have a story for you guys.
I like stories.
This was from the New Zealand rugby team CEO, Mark Robinson. He proceeds to tell a speech. And he's addressing the crowd. And he said that one of their favorite things about Chicago is Benny the Bull.
That actually tracks.
They love Benny. They get to go to the Bulls game. Hmm. And they got to take pictures with him. And apparently he's very popular. And you know, the Bulls are an international brand. And Mark, you've talked about this.
Yeah, well, maybe this makes more sense. Because when I was at a preseason game, the Bucks preseason game this year, I think it was the Swedish and the Germans that I was hanging out with that were loving the Stan Mikita statue. And I don't know why. Okay.
Internationally, there is still a massive affinity for the Bulls. And not just the Bulls, but David Haw's nemesis Benny in particular.
I was going to ask if they got the David Haw treatment from Benny the Bull.
So he goes on to talk about how much everyone loves Benny and how he's this wonderful mascot. And evidently, the All Blacks are staying at the same hotel that the Kings were at. So they got to see Russell Westbrook, who's a massive fan of the All Blacks and vice versa.
That's so cool.
What?
Yes.
I like that.
So then they're asking if there is a way for Russell to come back and see the friendly match that's going to take place on Saturday at Soldier Field. So they all got to take pictures. So in New Zealand, A, big NBA relationship. B, they love Benny. And C, the All Blacks, one of the most famous teams in the world, has a really nice connection with Russell Westbrook, who tends to be a man of many seasons and interests.
Well, that all makes sense because you know he spent a number of years in OKC with Steven Adams. So, yes.
You share teammates. Like they teach you new stuff. That's one of the best parts about having a lot of friends. You learn stuff because of them.
Yeah. Is Steven Adams a big All Blacks fan too?
Well, he's a Kiwi, so he's from New Zealand, so he's a big.
Oh, Kiwi. I wasn't keeping up. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
But just a really interesting tale because you know clearly there's a huge Ireland connection here in Chicago, as we've mentioned.
Yes,
there are a lot of Irish expats who live here too who want to attend the game, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But in addition, there's this massive affinity from New Zealand for Benny the Bull. That's
don't great. You worry, Mark.
That's
by the time we get to the postseason, the Bulls playoff run, you're going to be so inundated with basketball knowledge.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's going to be like fringe knowledge, too.
Well, I will have probably gone to way more games than you, too. I mean, I've already been to a couple. So,
but you just never know what's going to build a bridge. And I just thought that was so wholesome to hear this story. And of course, every story that they told on the mic was better because they all have cool accents.
Oh, yeah.
And cool blazers.
Love can build a bridge.
Love can build a bridge.
Between your heart and mine.
Mm, and what's,
sing
what's,
it.
Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time?
I don't know what song you're actually singing.
You heard this song?
I have.
It's slow. Like he's singing at a faster pace. Yeah.
Maybe I do know it. I don't know. You're not doing it justice.
You probably do.
Apparently.
I'm not as. If it was the DuckTales theme song, that's one thing. But this is you're asking me to do real.
It's a real song.
Yeah, it's a real song.
It's like something you'd sing on American Idol tryouts.
It's a real ass song.
Yes. Yeah. Not relative athletic score.
Oh, very good. I didn't know that there was a comeback to
not
that.
Not an ARP.
An ARP, yeah.
Like we've said, I hate my brain.
Regular person.
I hate my brain sometimes. But yeah, so that's the tale. It's a weekend-long festival here in town. I understand there's a rugby symposium today.
Not a symposium.
Yeah, and it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, I think. So if you get the chance.
Are you going?
I wanted to go, but I think now like my plans around it are it's not the
okay.
There is a chance of rain tomorrow, but
oh.
Doesn't that make rugby even cooler though?
She has a lot of options, Grody. You need to understand that her social calendar fills up very quickly.
No, it's
not
just that.
Can't possibly give her time to the All Blacks.
No, it's not just that. I also have domestic responsibilities. Like cleaning during football season is a difficult thing to schedule.
You're not responsible for anybody. That's why I've built my life that way. I'm not responsible, except for a cat.
I'm about to say Dave is going to hear this and get on you.
I keep looking at my sink and I use Comet still to scrub it out. And I'm just like, ugh.
Wait, Comet on your kitchen sink?
No, on my on my kitchen sink and on my bathroom and my bathtub.
Oh no, I've never heard of Comet being used on the kitchen sink.
It's nap time.
The point is, like, I gotta scrub some stuff.
I gotta
clean Shay Layla.
Domestic responsibilities, Marshall. That's what she
has. Well, I can't do it Sunday, and Monday through Friday, guess where we are?
Yeah, just let it go another weekend.
Oh no, it's bad. So that's my tale that I've relayed. Is you have friends in town from New Zealand and from Ireland, and seems like today and tomorrow is a good day to hang out with them. So welcome, guys. How fun is that? And Benny, way to cheers. Build some bridges. Yes, cheers in all the ways that you would like to. Let's get back to some non-rugby next. It is five on a time. And oh, by the way, the matter of that World Series, too. That's all coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.